This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jesus Leal. Date of birth, February the 19th, 1975. Case ID number 9517684. Date of exam, April the 9th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records. Nuestra Clinica del Valle, dated 1/4/2024, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/17/24. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of intellectual disability, comma, spinal stenosis, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and heart problems. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 2013, where he worked as a security guard for 7 years. He also did packaging for candy for 6 months and was a provider for 9 years. During the time that he worked as a security guard, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, intellectual disability. Number 2, spinal stenosis. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia. And number 6, heart problems. History of allegations, number 1, intellectual disability. The claimant states that since 1980, he has had problems with focusing and concentrating in his classes. He was in special ed secondary to a intellectual disability and a low IQ. The claimant occasionally suffers from sadness, comma, insomnia, comma, increased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, and anger secondary to his pain. He takes a bath every other day and brushes his teeth every day. The claimant did finish high school in a special education class but did not go to college. He states he's always had difficulty learning and focusing on what he needed to know. He had to repeat multiple classes and grades and multiple times. He has difficulty memorizing, and he feels like he has a blurred fog mind most of the time and does not completely understand what people ask him. The claimant denies any substance abuse and is presently on no medications for his intellectual disability. He is presently not working, and he lives with his mother at this time. His condition is stable. He does appear to have a borderline low IQ. Allegations number 2, spinal stenosis. The claimant states that in 2013, he was helping to transfer a patient from a bed, and he injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a pinching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his legs and also his abdomen. He was diagnosed with an MRI and told that he had spinal stenosis with a herniated disc at the level of L4, L5. No surgery was performed at that time. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 15 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices, and he enjoys walking inside his house for exercise. His physician is Dr. Fulp. His daily activities include watching TV, doing night housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. Occasionally he does cut and mow the grass. And basically walks inside the house area. His physician is Dr. Monica Reina. He has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 3 weeks of physical therapy for his back. He is presently on no medication for pain and states that he does have a nagging, aching pain in his lumbar sacral back area. He was diagnosed with spinal stenosis with a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area at the L4, L5 area. His condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2019, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does check his blood glucose once per week. It states it usually comes out to about 150 milligrams per DM. His blood sugar is between 120 to 147 milligrams/DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.5, which is well controlled. He is presently on Januvia, 100 milligrams POQD. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with hypertension. The claimant states he does not have any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, but does have blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure today was 153 over 98 mmHg. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams QD and amlodipine 25 milligrams QD. He appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with a very high cholesterol level. He denies having a myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, a peripheral vascular disease. He is presently on atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, and his levels appear to be well controlled with this medication. Allegation number 6, heart problems. The claimant states that in 2009, he was having chest discomfort. He denies going to the emergency room or being hospitalized and was evaluated for his condition and told that he had chest pain secondary to anxiety. The claimant occasionally will have that chest pain, but it's relieved with rest and it's not related to food intake. He is presently not on any nitroglycerin tablets and denies any symptoms of shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, and hypercholesterolemia. He denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. He also denies any history of shortness of breath, pedal edema, or pneumonia, or any kind of chest pain. He was diagnosed with chest pain secondary to anxiety. Generalized symptoms. The claimant states he occasionally suffers from swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Monica Reina. He is on no medications for pain, and he states the only physical activity he does is light walking and chores around the house. Family history: his father died of a myocardial infarction. However, he did not know him. He died when he was a child. His mother is alive and is 81 years of age and suffers from hypertension, heart disease, and rheumatoid arthritis. Medications: Januvia, 100 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, diabetes mellitus, type 2, heart disease, spinal stenosis with a herniated disc of the L4, L5, hypercholesterolemia, questionable radiculopathy, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, intellectual disability, hyperlipidemia, major surgeries, none. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 288 pounds, height 6 feet 1 inch, BP 153 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 38, general. This is a 49-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerectrus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have very poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/25. The claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and was oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. The claimant does appear to have a low IQ and decrease in memory. He had fairly clear thought processes, but his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant did have a cogwheel gait, which was very slow, and appeared to have a shuffle gait as well. His actions were very slow, and he did have a left arm tremor. His speech was also slow as well. The claimant may be starting up with a early Parkinson's disease. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but he appeared to have a shuffle gait and a cogwheel gait, and also had a left arm tremor. His gait was also very slow. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal, the last paragraph? The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate, although he does appear to have a shuffle gait, and a very slow one at that. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to neurological after the last sentence? The claimant does have a tremor of the left arm, but has good strength, a +5/5. X-rays of the thoracic lumbar spine, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except of the lumbar sacral spine, where he does have a history of a L4, L5 herniated disc with some spinal stenosis, which was confirmed with MRIs that he brought to me. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, although he appears to have a mild shuffle gait, and may be starting up with a mild Parkinson's disease. There is normal grip strength bilaterally with a left upper extremity tremor. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decrease in cognitive functions from a low IQ, mild lumbar sacral back pain from a herniated disc and spinal stenosis, and possible early signs of Parkinson's disease. Probable diagnoses: 1, intellectual disability, confirmed with oral exam. The claimant appears to have a mildly borderline low IQ, but is able to function in everyday living activities. Number two, spinal stenosis with lumbar sacral back herniated disc at the L4, L5 area. Dash, grossly normal physical exam at this time and appears to be stable. Number three, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being treated with medications. He has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.5, which indicates he's very well controlled. Number four, hypertension being treated at this time with medications. Blood pressure at this visit was 153/98 mmHg. Number five, mixed hyperlipidemia, dash being treated at this time. The claimant has been told that his cholesterol levels are within normal limits. Number six, heart problems, secondary to chest discomfort from anxiety. He has been evaluated for myocardial infarction and has been told that his pain was coming from anxiety. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesus Leal.